Tom left for Portland to look for a job in his field as a tool and die maker machinist, and I stayed with Dad and Jeannie. I was 7 months pregnant and wanted to get settled soon. Tom called from Portland and said he was going to look in the Seattle area. Dad told him that our old friend Bill Routley was in Gig Harbor, Washington. Tom found Bill, who was working for the Puget Sound Naval Shipyard in Bremerton, and decided to try to get on. Well, he did on the day he applied. He worked for a week, came back to the ranch, picked us up, and took us to Gig Harbor. This was in the latter part of May 1954, and when we came across the Narrows Bridge, I thought it was the end of the world. Couldn't see any houses with all those trees. I soon got used to them and the beautiful area. It wasn't too different from Oregon, except it rained more and the trees were in abundance with loads of underbrush. Son John. We rented a small home near Bill and Doris Routley of Gig Harbor, and on July 15, 1954, we had John at Tacoma General Hospital in Tacoma. Dr. Bogue delivered John, and he was my doctor for my next two boys. We moved to Wana for the winter, but had seen a house that we liked in the Point Fosdick area. We finally bought that house in 1955 and moved in September. It was a wonderful big house with four bedrooms and two baths. It was like heaven after having lived in little one-bedroom rentals. Son Steve. That December 2nd, 1955, we had our number four son, Steve, and Grandma McNellis was living with us at the time. I was given a baby shower by the neighbors and had some new things to start his life. There were a lot of hand-me-downs in those days. Right after Christmas, Grandma McNellis got word that her youngest daughter, Dolores, had died. She left the next day for Philadelphia. Son Joe. We settled to our great home, and on February 2, 1958, we had our fifth son, Joe. Dr. Bogue and also Dr. Lamming delivered him. Both were in attendance for Steve and Joe. Dr. Lamming had been in the service when we first came to Gig Harbor, so I was lucky to have two very capable doctors to take care of me. Dr. Bogue was afraid to come in to see me after Joe's birth. He thought I would be upset with having another boy. Well, I surely put his mind to rest in a hurry. Already had his name picked out. Tom and I both were happy with our boys. In future years, they have given us lots of girls to make it a little more even in the family. Their grandfather, Claude, thought they were the greatest thing since sliced bread. Of course, he felt that way about all of his grandkids. My biggest regret is that they never knew their grandmother, Pearl. She would have loved them all to death. The End of an Era, 1975.